Okay. I think that I want to call the question now. The only comment I want to make is that just in the realm of regrets, I do think that there's a seriously missed opportunity. Never mind the entire LSB, but there are several programmers on the board, and there are obviously, you know, a lot of programmers who are invested in the move, as well as raising money for the station. And it would have been really good for them to be more part of the process and you know, understanding the space sooner. That might have helped move things along a little bit. That's my only comment. I want to call the question.
Okay. What are we voting? What are we voting on, Mr. Chair?
You want to read the motion one more time, come out, and then I'll ask Ellen to call the roll.
The Relocation Committee recommends that the WPFW LSB adopt the following. Whereas the Relocation Committee of the WPFW Local Station Board has no confidence that the general manager of the station has appropriately negotiated a deal to relocate the station. Whereas the Relocation Committee of the WPFW LSB met via Zoom to discuss the situation of the move. Whereas the Relocation Committee voted to send a letter of concern to the Pacifica National Board requesting that the executive director to delay signing the proposed lease at 1648 Columbia Road Northwest. Therefore, the Relocation Committee asks that the WPFW Local Station Board, the Pacifica National Board, and the Pacifica Executive Director to place on hold any action to relocate the operations of the station for a minimum. It's 60 days, but it's been amended to May 25th to allow further investigation of the proposed 1640 Columbia Road Northwest lease and other options for relocation.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I think there's a point of order here. It would appear the amendment that was just voted on and approved trumps this.
The amendment is part of the motion. It was just part of the motion that was just read. Julie, what's your point?
I was just going to make a parliamentary point that is what Kamal just read was from the Relocation Committee to the LSB. And now we should get rid of the stuff like it should just be from the LSB to PNB at this point. Right.
This is the LSB speaking.
I'm not saying that I don't appreciate what the Relocation Committee did.
Right. So our resolution would take the LSB out, and it's us saying this to the PNB and the executive director. That's correct. Okay. Ellen, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Irene. Yes or no? Irene? Is she there? I'll go to Yao and come back. Yao?
Yao is not
yes
here.
Yes or no?
Yao is not here.
Not there? Okay. Is Irene there?
Don't see her.
Okay. Oh, she's gone. All right. Thomas Blanton?
Yes.
Yes?
He said yes.
Sarah's not here. Okay. Wayne Bruce?
Yes. In favor.
Bill Curtis?
Abstain.
Barletta?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Sue? Is she there?
Abstain. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Abstain?
Yes. Okay. Donna Grimes?
Yes.
Kamau?
Yes.
Julie?
Pass.
Abstain? Did you say abstain?
Pass. Pass.
Pass.
Pass. Pass. Oh, okay. Arthur Harlan is not here. Okay. Minerva?
Yes.
Adele?
Yes.
Patrick?
Yes.
Verna?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
And Karen still isn't yet right. She was has excused. Lucy?
Yes.
All right, and Wanda isn't here. Okay. The yeses are 1, 2, 3.
Gotta go back to Julie.
Oh, that's right. You. Dennis. Sorry.
Well, Julie first.
Yeah. I'll
abstain. She passed? Okay.
Yep, I'll abstain this time.
Okay.
Okay, and then I will vote yes.
Okay, yes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yeses. Somebody said something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. And abstentions, 1, 2, 3. Three abstentions.
That's what I've got.
Yeah, three abstentions. So 14, yes.
I'm sorry.
All right. The motion passes.
Somebody said something?
No, I just want to say yes. Thank you for the count. The motion passes. Kamau, let me ask you to send me that overnight if you can, and I will forward that to the PNB first in the ED first thing in the morning.
You got it.
Yes. Chair, this is Vanessa seeking to be recognized.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, this is highly dependent on Jerry giving us the contract for the real estate agent. It's highly dependent. That's how we'll get the other agent to start looking for listings. He needs to see what kind of contract it is.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for the relocation committee. Thank you all for a lot of work. Okay, I'm looking at the agenda. We still have, let me see, PNB, Program Committee, Community Outreach, Development, Community Outreach, Evaluation, and then some discussion topics. Is there anything that we need to hear about the PNB right now, Julie?
I don't really think so. Most of the meeting, we've had 5 meetings since the LSB met last, and most of them have been in closed session.
Okay.
The only thing is the ED reported a couple meetings ago that they're getting started on holding the delegate elections, but nothing in particular to report just yet.
Good. And I believe we did get a report from the program committee. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Minerva?
Just the only thing that, I sent out something to the members of the committee so we can come together and speak with Donna regarding the upcoming LSV show. So that's the only thing that'll take place on this coming Thursday. And this is special. It's not community. It's, I know we're not doing all these time frames, but just to make sure that we deal with the show and we're ready for the last Friday of the month.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Vanessa, is that a new hand?
It is a new hand, yes. I wanted to report some information, concerns from programmers, but I want to defer to Verna if she's willing to be deferred to, since she
we're talking about the program committee. What is this in relation to?
It's a program committee issue. We're both, Verna and I are both on the program committee.
I see.
And it's up to the program committee when concerns come to us to report those concerns. So I wanted to.
Okay. And Dennis, let me say this.
Yes.
I think that it's helpful if we have information about the program committee that it comes to the committee and then we go from there.
All right.
There's no such rule.
And nobody's talking about a rule. Remember, I'm talking about things that continue to happen. If we can talk about these things in committee, then we move forward. And Dennis, the other thing that I was going to just bring up is we did talk about the programmer's Bill of Rights. So that is one thing that we really need to get with the programmers and Jerry and Esther and whomever else to see if this is something viable that they can use. But to me, it's, and I'll say this, when you bring things to the board that even your committee doesn't know about, I wouldn't do that to anyone. And whatever it is, I think it can be brought up in our meeting and then we can talk about it and see how to work on it and then bring it to the board if it's something that just can't wait to be addressed.
May I respond, Chair?
No, not yet. I'm going to accept that opinion by the program committee chair.
That's unfair to programmers. Programmers bring information to members of
the committee. No, it's not unfair.
I'm going to accept that position by the program
committee
chair, and I'm not going to recognize these other program committee issues.
Well, I'm on the program committee too, so I thank you for ignoring Verna and me and the concerns of the programmers, so we can hear about it next month maybe.
Yeah. Irene is not here, so we will not have a development committee report. Was there a written report? I lost track. I'm sorry.
I think she did send one.
All right. So check your inboxes. I thought there was.
There was. She did send one. This is Ellen. She did send one.
Okay. There is a written development committee report in your inboxes. Violetta, community outreach?
Yeah, I sent it. We sent in a report as well.
Okay.
The only thing to highlight is that the committee did pass a motion to recommend that we, WPFW, support the Juneteenth festival as presented by Thomas Blanton.
Mm-hmm.
And the other dates of what we're planning is, it was outlined in the report. And we are also still taking members. So we meet the first Tuesday of the month.
Okay. Now for, in terms of WPFW, supporting, that activity, is that about, programming by the station? Is that about volunteers, from the WPFW community? What is there a specific in terms of the form that support might take?
Yeah, we're still trying to flush that out and working with, the other committee, but at this point, at least to have public service announcements about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to see where else we can fit in as the outreach committee. You know, the program committee it would be better suited for them to do programming and things like that. But volunteers, I think that Thomas said that everything would be accepted, but we wanted to start there as we're fleshing out the details and the specifics.
Okay. Thank you. For there is not a written report from the evaluation committee. I can give you a quick summary. The chair is abroad. I am acting for these weeks. The major development is that we sent a request to the executive director asking for what kind of information she's looking for in the management evaluations and a timeline. We got the major response back was that the approach we took last year was fine. We can add to it if we want, but that format was sufficient. She would like to have the evaluations in hand by the end of May. We will push for that. The other question was that whether the evaluation should include the program director as it did last year, given the fact that the program director has been on leave for several months. The response was that both positions should be evaluated as they were last year, and that the time away would be noted in the evaluation. So our charge is to move forward with two by the end of May. We will be meeting next week. Next step will be to finalize the actual the evaluation survey and try to get that out within the next several weeks. That's where we are with the evaluation committee. Any questions on that? Okay.
Dennis, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, last month when we had the evaluation committee report, it was kind of dovetailed with the fact that, the GM and his staff compiled a, email list of programmers that would really be helpful in our evaluation committee efforts.
Correct.
That was supposed to be sent over to us. Not sure we're in receipt of that as of yet. So if you could get that from station management, it would really be helpful.
Yes. Jerry, did you hear that?
That's the sentence I mentioned earlier.
Yes, I hear it.
It isn't complete. It isn't complete. We haven't received responses back from everybody, but if that's what you're talking about, yes. When it's finished, yeah. We can send it over.
Do you have a sense of the general time frame for that?
I think that we wanted responses back by the end of March, and I think Vinny's having a hard time reaching out to the last folks and, you know, not really sure how to, you know, bring the hammer down and just say, okay. You know, you need to get this in because we need to know who's on the air. So.
Okay. Well, what we will do then as the evaluation committee, we will touch base with you all to see where you are with that before we send out, because if we have that, updated, list, that would be a big help. So we'll just check in with you before we, press send on those.
While we're looking at these sends, Dennis, for clarification, I was looking up the contract information for 1640 since everybody was asking for it, and I happened to find it in an email that I sent to you. Have you not received the attachments I sent to you on the 28th? I sent you the documentation for the proposal, the contract proposal at 1640 Columbia Road.
Have you not seen these?
328? No, 328. Yes. No, wait a minute. 328.
Yeah, 328. Hold on.
Two attachments.
Yep, okay.
That's everything, I do believe. And I can give everybody everything to painful detail because
okay, no, I just,
wiring.
I, Okay, Jerry, excuse me. The email that you just sent to me, is that a repeat of that, or is that something different?
I might have accidentally hit send someplace else.
So I got a forward from you at 11 p.m. New lease agreement.
That was another copy of what I'm sending to you, because it's a living document. Things are morphing and changing all the time. I wanted to make sure I get the most current one, but since you appear to not have anything, I just grabbed something to send to you. So
okay. You say the original one was
328.
Okay. I will respond to everyone on the board tomorrow morning. Whether or I will try to find that tonight.
Attached. Well, actually, to the one that I just sent, there was a wider discussion that also included Pacifica Legal, where he stated the LSB has no role. We were trying to move the contract ahead, and lo and behold, the exact thing that we were trying to avoid happening is taking place now. We have all data. We have wiring diagrams that have been adjusted and modified so that they are more accurate. The spaces are appropriate for our needs. Okay. It is a smaller space immediately, but they're very appropriate for our needs. Okay. So look at the documentation.
Okay. Now, I'm
sorry. Just really quick. I meant to mention something in my statement, because someone says something about us wiring the whole building. I think it might have been one of the board members, and we are not wiring the whole building. This is a newly constructed building that has its own wiring and Wi-Fi and up to date, unlike where we are now, where the HVAC goes out all the time and we're freezing or hot. And I'm not sure where that misinformation came from, but we are taking
it came from Jerry.
It's taking our wiring.
I know exactly
from,
where it came from.
We're taking our wiring from a central closet over to our unit, but all the wiring is coming into the building, and it's handled by the building, not us.
And why did Jerry say it?
He's correct. It did come from me, because we could not ascertain why they would be charging us $15,000. That is pulling from the street cost. That's not wiring from a trunk, and that's what they were proposing at first. We said that's incorrect. That cannot be what it is. And it came back that they were estimating the cost to be $15,000 to go from the wire closet on our floor to our suite. We can do that. And that answers many questions that people had in this meeting. How can me, Mo, and somebody else do this work? It's minimal work. We're not wiring the whole building, just our suite.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Jerry, I am not seeing an email with that date, March 28th, from you. I'll have to go back and just I'll go through more carefully.
Okay. Let me see if I can find.
All right.
Forgive me. My email is very confusing.
Okay. While you're searching, Ron, briefly, what's on your mind?
I'm sorry. Let me lower my hand.
Okay. Okay. That's it for the reports. The next, segment of the agenda is, Vanessa.
I'm sorry. When it's appropriate, whenever it's appropriate, I want to raise a point of personal privilege, but just before the end of the meeting. I don't want to say it out of turn or out of order.
All right. So what we have scheduled is a discussion on the members asked for about the some controversy around the Breakthrough News program. Do we want to go ahead and proceed with that this evening? Is there a general sense?
Are the programmers here? Did we invite them to talk about it? I'm sorry to speak out of turn.
I'm here, yes. I'm not a programmer, but I'm Dennis invited me to speak. Yes.
Yeah. Since I did ask at someone's recommendation, I asked Lou Wolf, a programmer and a longtime board member, just to come in and give some overview and perspective on this. And so since he's here and has been waiting, let's at least get to that part. We got into that a little bit earlier. Lou, you may have heard, some of the back and forth, there's some concerns on both sides around that program and some of the programmers. What is your, outlook on that?
Well, let me just first say that I'm one of the founders back in 1978 of Covert Action Magazine. We're now in our 44th year of publication. And I can say that, I'm very concerned about and very anxious to defend this program, the podcast, which is done by two people, very committed people, very progressive people, Chris Giraffa, who's a technical person, very good, and Rachel Hugh, and, they do all the research for their program and they're very committed to it. I should say here that I consider this a First Amendment issue. I will say parenthetically that the former deputy director of the CIA, James Jesus Angleton, once was testifying before Congress and he said, the First Amendment, it's only an amendment. I hope we're agreed on this call that it's a little more than just only an amendment. And I think people should understand that the war in Ukraine is not a simple matter of what we're reading in the mainstream media, which Jerry Paris said correctly earlier, is largely trash. And it's propaganda. And it's a lot of it is disinformation. And so it's no surprise that people are influenced by that. Maybe some people on this call. I hope not. But the fact is that the U.S. had been planning this invasion, not by the Russians. This has been planning and training the Ukrainians since 2014. And the training was done at a base in the U.S. We believe in Fort Benning or in Fort Bragg. In Georgia. And one of the parts of the central part of the training was by the CIA was training people, training Ukrainians to kill Russian generals. If you go on the Ukrainian government website, they put there photos of the gruesome tortures that the Russian generals, were inflicted on them. The first thing they do is shoot them in the knees so they can't run. And then they torture them. And then they place the pictures, the photographs on the Ukrainian government website of horrible tortures. And then they put a diagonal strip across the photo saying liquidated. Mm-hmm. Those are war crimes by any measure. And so let me say here that the podcast, which is under discussion tonight, is a very, very even-handed podcast. We are not supporting the Russian invasion. They are not supporting the Russian invasion. We have said in print, we by reporting the history of this war in Ukraine, it's very clear that this has been planned for many years in effect, if not in direct policy to overthrow the Russian government. And I think that's very clear. But the last thing I will say is that Joe have other senior members of his the administration, his own, their own words, as long as it takes. Well, if you translate to plain English, they're saying until the last Ukrainian is in the ground, in their graves. And the Ukrainian government is very proud to say that we're going to and does do on a regular basis, killing a lot of Ukrainian people by the thousands. They're not defending their own people. And so I think, I mean, I can talk more if you want to ask questions, but that's the real reality. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Donna.
Thank you. Lou, I'm glad to see you. Good, good to hear. I've listened to Covert Action and I like it. I'm learning a lot. But my, reason I raised my hand is that I think this discussion, this is too late at night to have this discussion. I mean, I'm glad that Lou said his piece, but I think we really need to give this adequate time. And I would suggest, defer this discussion to the next meeting. I mean, we have too many questions and we've got too much. There's going to be a lot of back and forth. And it's late. Okay, that's my comment. Thank you.
I won't disagree with you, but I will say that it's not likely we would be able to have much of a conversation at the next meeting, given the time constraints.
I'm sorry that we didn't have the two podcasters with us tonight. We could have, if you had asked for it, I'm sure they would have been willing to speak as well.
Well, maybe we can wait and have a fuller conversation with everyone involved. Vanessa?
When the conversation continues, I mean, I appreciate Lou's perspective, but there are other perspectives, and it would be nice to have a more comprehensive conversation with several viewpoints represented.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would also like, because I think you mentioned Breakthrough News, if the invitation is extended, I would certainly arrange for Eugene Perrier and Rania Kallek to, you know, to be invited to speak, you know.
Yeah. All right. Is that the sense of the board that we should try to schedule a more fulsome conversation on this issue at a later date?
Agreed.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I would just add one last thing here.
Go ahead, Liz. Yeah, and I appreciate your patience. Go ahead.
Sure. Is that, you know, the issue of red baiting has come up tonight. And, you know, I totally am very happy, and we all respect the fact that, you know, the 125th birthday of the great man we are honoring this week, happened on Sunday. But it disturbs me that the red baiting is pointed at, I think, at our program or at this program. And I think that he would be turning over in his grave if he saw this happening. You know, let's face it. This country is turning to the right in a very sharp direction. And I predict that Joe Biden may be, long after I'm gone from this earth, he will be judged by historians as one of the worst presidents we've ever had, because he's so devoted to the war machine and to the military-industrial complex, which has made billions of dollars off of this war. So it's not, you can't blame the Russians, blame that on the Russians. Blame is right here in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I understand that was the last major issue on the agenda, and there is a sentiment to continue that over. Let me just, hello? I just want to ask if anyone wants to, not for discussion now, but to raise any other items to schedule for future discussion, if there's something pressing on your mind right now.
Chair, I'm just trying again before we adjourn, just to make a point of personal privilege when it's appropriate.
I think we're close, so go ahead.
Okay. All right. So understanding that you need to keep order, do not tell me to be quiet. You could tell me I'm out of order. That would be appropriate.
That was thank wrong. You. I apologize.
All right. Thank you.
Dennis, you probably can't see my head. It's
no, I can't.
Camouflage.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. And the black ants. Go ahead.
Right. Exactly. I just wanted to follow up. We do an unfinished business tonight, or is this just kind of? You trying to wrap up?
Well, yeah, we're trying to wrap up, but if there's anything just to get out there so that we know what's
I want to make sure. Yeah, absolutely. I want to make sure this stays, on the front of this committee's minds. At the last meeting, our general manager said that his staff had contempt for this body. I asked that he.
It's not as bad locally as it is nationally.
Hold on, Jerry.
I asked that he go back and review that sentiment so we could understand why that is and that we could correct that situation because we are supposed to be working in tandem. And if there is contempt for this body, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to move forward.
No, we're in a healing phase of that contempt. Understand it ran very deep for many, many years. Okay. It is better than it has been in years. Point of information, real quick. Dennis, please confirm. I've sent you all the legals right now. All the information, all the attachments have been resent. The document that I sent on the 29th, I just resent again. So distribute it widely amongst the committee people. This is all strictly confidential stuff, but the committee has to have it. The board has to have it. We're there. So you have it. Please distribute it widely.
Okay. Chair, if I could.
Yes.
The statement was not made as a historical statement. At the time, the statement was saying that he had staff that had contempt for this body.
Yes.
And now he's changing it to a somehow historical, sentiment. I'd like to know because we, hold on a second. Let me finish. I'd like to know because I'm spending a lot of time working very hard for this station. And so is everybody else on this call at close to midnight. And if you're saying that your staff has contempt for us, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to move forward. So I need us and you to ferret that out and give us an understanding of where we are with your staff.
Better than it's ever been. I'm sorry. Better than it's ever been. I have to use comparisons across the network. There are general managers that participate in LSB meetings.
Okay, Jerry, I'm sorry, but that really is not our concern. If nobody else does business the right way, we don't care. We're trying
Understood.
To do the right thing for WPFW. I don't want to do.
I'm a staff member. Okay, I'm a staff member. I do not hold this body in contempt, unlike other general managers. I do not. I think that it is shared that there have been issues, and if we allow it, issues will pop up again. There have thus far not been any rogue board events. Those have not occurred as far as we know. So we're okay. But at this moment, we're in a quandary, really, because let's see. In the course of this call, we revealed that we need to get things filed to get CPB funding by May 8th. Well, we're going to delay this contract until the 25th. And the updated budget kind of depends on the signing of this contract. So it feels as if we've painted ourselves into a corner, which is why I don't know what the term would be, committee avoidance on the part of management and staff, because we end up in these quarrels that gum up the works. We've been doing work for years, actually, to make things happen, you know, and we just came across the best thing that we've ever come across. It happened suddenly, but it's a fit. I apologize for not involving the committees as we should have. But understand, I moved WPSW from L Street to K Street with nothing. No committees, no general managers, nothing, 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 nothing. It was an emergency move. We had to make it happen. Here we go again. We've done this before. It is not quite the same urgency, unless this committee makes it that it was before. I said it before. If I were on the relocation committee, I myself would be a little upset that you left us out. You didn't even exist. you named maybe 12 people on this committee, 12 people that we've never met with. We've been out in the snow. We've been on rooftops. We've been in basements. We've been talking to countless realtors. And there are 12 people that we've never interacted with on this committee.
I'd like to just follow up if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
My last question. So Jerry,
you've been raised.
Yes, I know. And Kamau's still working on Kamau's point. Wrap it up, Kamau.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Jerry, thank you for that and all the caveats there. But I guess what I'm primarily concerned about is the fact that you used the fact that your staff had contempt as a way to defend the position. And I'm not sure that should be the way in which you should characterize your staff. I'm more so concerned that you've labeled them in that manner. Not so much that they actually have it and you're saying they don't. Why are you labeling them with contempt? And that was the primary thing that concerned me, because I'm taking that as factual for you to say that. I mean, it's a heavy charge. And so that's my position, is that if we're going to go around labeling folk contemptuous, let's make sure we're correct with that and don't use it as a defense for a position that you're holding. That's all.
I get it.
Does that make sense?
I apologize. Yes, it makes sense. And I apologize for using that language, because it's kind of irrational, because it's a lingering sentiment. There's no current reason for us to be in contempt of this board, but there's bad history, really bad history.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. I think we've covered that ground. Verna, let's
Yeah, I'm going to be brief, but I just want to respond to what Jerry was saying. Number one, I've been here for 35 years and I would never have labeled the relationship between general managers and the LSB as contemptuous. In fact, we even have a former general manager on this board, and I'm sure he could weigh in on that as well. But the real reason I just need clarification on exactly when are we going to have this discussion about so-called red baiting and Russia phobia and all that, because I think it does deserve a full discussion. There's so many different elements to it, and we need to get serious about this. This is not something we can have at the very end of the LSB meeting, you know, at 11:30. I think it needs to be situated so that we can have full-throated discussion, pros and cons, and really delve into this, because if we ignore this, it's at our peril. I mean, we're talking about getting CPB funding, and those type of things can influence it. Most of this is concerned about the influence of Russian influence, the appearance of it. So when is that discussion going to take place exactly?
Good question. So anybody here who is part of the local coordinating committee, remind me that one of the key issues for that committee will be to schedule that discussion, to figure out when and how we will have that in a board meeting. So
what do you call it, coordinating committee?
Please remind me. Thanks, Verna. Eric, I see your hand, and then
Mr. Chair, if I can have about 45 seconds.
Okay.
I don't know what year some of my colleagues here were born. Some others might know that red baiting is tied to J. Edgar Hoover and the House on Un-American Activities Committees and Joe McCarthy, that type of thing. I mean, I don't know how this title came up, but there's two different things on there being conflated somehow. I mean, words like communism and so-and-so was being used back in the 50s. That's nothing like that is going on. So I'm not sure how we managed to drift over into that area. you know, when there's discussions about Russia and what's going on there, mm-hmm. and people will be calling Reds. Dorothy Healy, some of us remember Dorothy Healy. She was, I mean, it's too bad she's not on this call now. She could bring this to a head. This is not really the jumping off point. I appreciate that people are concerned about the licensing of the station, but the red baiting, quote unquote, which was going on back when J. Edgar Wiener Hoover was in charge of the FBI and what's going on now, those are two totally different, mutually exclusive situations. Okay. They're not even close.
Okay. Thank you. Thomas.
What is the coordinating committee?
That is a group of officers and committee chairs that I have been meeting with on a monthly basis for the last several months to help set the agenda for the meetings. We make no decisions. We just talk through how we're going to frame and surface issues for the board.
Well,
anything else?
I tried to listen and I tried to make sure my comments were, I guess, necessary. I'm going to pass for right now, but this is an interesting group. I'll wait.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody like to make a motion?
I move that we adjourn, Mr. Chair. Oh.
Well, there's an interesting idea. Is there a second?
A second.
Oh, gee. I'm starting to have some fun. Okay. Good night, everybody. Hey. Thank you very much for your good work and patience.
Okay. Good night.